Just about does it for me. We heard music from Sean Egan's group, combining African and Irish music. And so also Luke Callan, his Cyan County, will be over at the White Squirrel tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Corpse Reviver today, 3 to 5. Brass Messengers, 7 o'clock. And also Corn Sweat, the Dubliner, on Thursday, 5 to 7. That's with Mickle and Charlie Parr. Stay tuned. Coming up next is the Wave Project. You are listening to KFAI, 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and St. Paul, and on the web at kfai.org. Stay tuned. Coming up next is the Wave Project.
You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM HD, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and on the web at kfai.org. For the next 60 minutes, you'll be hearing The Wave Project, KFAI's weekly community access hour. If you'd like to produce your own one-hour radio program, information on applying can be found at kfai.org/waveproject. The views expressed on this program are those of the persons expressing them and do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of Fresh Air's Incorporated Board of Directors, volunteers, or staff.
Morning, ladies and gentlemen. Music 45 Men coming at you into your homes and into your hearts with another wonderful edition of Lost Hits of the 70s, ladies and gentlemen. Lost Hits of the 70s coming at you from KFAI Radio from the great city of Minneapolis. This is, by the way, not just some internet radio station. No, this is real FM radio, ladies and gentlemen. Not some obscure internet radio show. No, this is real radio. Real radio, ladies and gentlemen. FM radio as it should be. None of this internet obscure stuff. Anyway, what are we doing on this show? We play songs that bubbled under the top 40 so that the great Casey Kasem didn't get the chance to feature them on his legendary American Top 40 show. But I play them for you. These are songs that bubbled under the top 40, so they were regional hits, but didn't have enough chart power to make it to the top 40, but they are wonderful songs. It's just wonderful music anyway. So we'll certainly, I am just an honor to be here and play this wonderful music for you, spreading in love and joy on people out there in radio land, ladies and gentlemen. We just love to do this show for you. And what you're listening now is the official theme song of the show, which happens to be the theme from Soul Train, T-S-O-P, a number one song from 1974, the official theme from Soul Train, that I borrowed it and made it the official theme song of my radio show. Why not? It's just a great song that makes us all warmed up and ready to dance, ladies and gentlemen, because a lot of the songs that I'm going to play on the show are dance songs. And right after the 3 degrees, they go to right after the 3 degrees, the wonderful engineer Pam Hill. Oh, she's so great. The wonderful engineer Pam Hill can play the first song right away. Take it away, Pam Hill, right after the fading is done with the first track of the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'll talk about that later too. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, what you heard there is a wonderful R&B group called The Times, T-Y-M-E-S, with the song It's Cool. It was the follow-up to You Little Trustmaker. Probably people can recognize that was a bigger hit. They almost made the top 10, actually, You Little Trustmaker. This was the follow-up called It's Cool on the RCA label from 1974, The Times. Just a wonderful R&B vocal group. Kind of a slow dancing song, you know what I mean? Kind of a slow, smooth dancing song that really puts you in the mood in the morning, Sunday morning. Anyway, Music 45 Man with you, broadcasting live from the Cedar Riverside neighborhood of the great city of Minneapolis that has been going through some tough times lately. So I want to read a statement that, very brief statement that reflects strictly my personal opinion, strictly a personal statement, and doesn't necessarily affect the view of the station, that's for sure. Anyway, this is a statement from my Catholic perspective on this, because I am I'm a Catholic, so... And I just want to say that may the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, with the intercession of our Blessed Virgin Mary, bless everybody in this city, especially the wonderful observers that have done a tremendous job, and they keep doing this tremendous critical job in documenting all these atrocities that they are being done in to the people. So these absolutely wonderful observers that are really doing a critical job. Because you know what, ladies and gentlemen? These people can run, but they can't hide. So eventually, justice will prevail. And we leave it at that. Again, God bless them with the intercession of our Blessed Virgin Mary, the Son, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We love these people. We love these observers, very courageous, and all the people that protest peacefully. Anyway, we leave it at that. That was the music qualified man with his 2 cents worth on the situation here. And we go right back into music. The next song is from a giant of music. This guy is an absolute giant. Let me tell you. This guy is an absolute giant of music. He had, I think he had like 2 big number ones, a bunch of top tens. Was huge. John Denver is his name. Actually, that's not his real name. His real name is John Dutchendorf. But he changed the name to John Denver, kind of a name that he came up with because to honor his adopted state of Colorado. The guy was actually born in New Mexico, but for some reason he really dug Colorado, and he sings about the Rocky. It's one of his big hits was Rocky Mountain High, and was a big top 10 hit for him. He sings. He's kind of a country. Kind of a country and western singer that started in the folk. He started in the folk movement of the 60s. And what I propose for you is a song called It Makes Me Giggle. Again, bubble under the top 40. It makes me, let's try again. It Makes Me Giggle by the great John Denver. Ladies and gentlemen, It Makes Me Giggle.
It makes me giggle, makes me giggle, just having my baby around me. Makes me giggle, sometimes a wiggle, 'cause I'm so glad she found me. Sometimes I wake up feeling crabby, yeah. She give me love as sweet as candy. It makes me giggle, makes me giggle, every time I see my little boy child. Makes me giggle, sometimes I wiggle, sometimes I even jump for joy, child. He knows just how to make me happy. Yes, he does. He gives daddy makes me giggle, makes me giggle, giggle for me. If I ever felt better, I can't seem to recall. It just blows me away to be part of it all. It makes me giggle, it makes me giggle, just singing these love songs for you. Yeah, it makes me giggle, sometimes I wiggle. There ain't nothing that I'd rather do. Yeah, I like. I like to give one to the whole human race. And I giggle, we could all giggle. Now wiggle for me. If I ever felt better, I can't seem to recall. Just blows me away to be part of it all.
John Denver, isn't that cool? It makes me giggle. John Denver on the RCA label. The RCA Orange label, as a matter of fact, from 1976. Next song I'm going to play for you. Let me tell you a little bit about this song. This is really cool. It's a dance disco cover of the Beatles song Drive My Car from the 60s. And Drive My Car was a track from the Beatles. I can't remember from what LP. See, I ain't no Beatles expert at all. So, was a track from one of the Beatles LPs, either Revolver or one of those from the mid-60s. But it never came out as a 45. So, it never came out as a 45. Was obviously never made the charts. But the cover did. The cover... Drive My Car did come out as a 45 in 1975 by a British outfit called Gary Tom's Empire. Let me repeat that. Gary Tom's Empire. They came up with a couple of cool disco hits in 75, and this is one of them. Drive My Car on the British label PIP. PIP. Ladies and gentlemen, Gary Tom's Empire with Drive My Car.
We'll be right back.
yay! What there you go! Beep, 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 yay! Quite a dance song from Drive My Car, right? The Gary Toms Empire. Quite a dance tune, ladies and gentlemen. Music 45 Men spreading love and joy this morning. We love being with you and playing this wonderful music, lost hits of the 70s, coming at you into your homes and into your hearts. Any questions about the show? Now, any questions about the show? Music45Men at hotmail.com. Music45Men at hotmail.com. Any questions about the show at all? I get a lot of questions about the show and I love answering every one of them. Now, next, after the great Drive My Car hit, we are going to go with another great dance disco song from 76 called Dreaming a Dream by a disco group. This is a strictly disco group called Crown Heights Affair. Now, Crown Heights happens to be a section of Brooklyn where this group is from. And Crown Heights Affair had several disco hits in 75 and 76. And Dreaming a Dream is one of them on the D-Light label. The D-Light label. It's a label that also had Kool & the Gang, as a matter of fact, and primarily a funk disco label. D-Light. And Dreaming a Dream is the name of the song. Ladies and gentlemen, Crown Heights Affair.
Strange as it seems, I can't stop dreaming. Support for KFAI comes from First Avenue, presenting I Love Lucy, Kiss the Tigers tribute to Lucinda Williams, Saturday, February 14th at the Turf Club. Minneapolis rockers Kiss the Tiger are back for their annual Valentine's Day tribute to the music of Lucinda Williams. They bring their punk-infused style to the alt-country songs of Lucinda Williams. Opening the show are Molly Mayer and her Disbelievers. More information about I Love Lucy, Kiss the Tiger pays tribute to Lucinda Williams at the Turf Club, is available at first-avenue.com.
Don't waste it, recycle it.
Every pop can, every cardboard box, every hot-sized bottle counts.
That random junk mail, tomorrow's cereal box.
That glass bottle, next month's pickle jar.
That pop can, back on the shelf in just 60 days.
Don't waste it, recycle it.
Because in Minneapolis, what goes around comes right back around.
What else should you recycle?
Search Minneapolis Recycling to learn more.
Speaking of First Avenue, ladies and gentlemen. Now, speaking of First Avenue is a popular music spot downtown Minneapolis. It's been around a long time. It's been around since I've been here. So, which is a long time. Speaking of First Avenue, I heard it through the grapevine that the legend Bruce Springsteen was there. Was it this week or last week or something like that?
It was Friday.
Okay. The great Pam Hill told me it was Friday night. The legend. Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, the boss man, Bruce, the great Bruce Springsteen, Bruce, born in the USA, Springsteen was there, and he wrote a special song for Minneapolis. I heard it on YouTube, and it sounds great. I recommend everybody to check that song out, because it sounds great. That really proves that Bruce Springsteen, 70 years old plus, the guy can still do its thing. I'll tell you what, Bruce Springsteen, alive and kicking and still doing the job. Quite a rocker. I love the guy. He's an 80s guy, so I ain't playing his stuff in this show, but although he did have a hit in the 70s called Born to Run. Everybody probably might remember that. He started in the 70s, but he became big in the 80s with Born in the USA, the Born in the USA LP, which sold millions and millions of copies. He had tons of hits. Anyway, I digress. Bruce, we had the privilege of having Bruce Springsteen to visit the city, and the great engineer Pam Hill told us was last Friday. I wish I would have gone to that, man. I'll tell you what. Anyway, the next song I'm going to play for you is a song by a R&B singer named Al Wilson. The song that I propose for you is a Paul Williams composition. The great songwriter Paul Williams wrote a song called I Won't Last a Day Without You. And this is actually a medley of I Won't Last a Day Without You and Let Me Be the One. It's a medley by the great Al Wilson on the Rocky Roads label. I believe from 75 or 76 or something like that. Ladies and gentlemen, Al Wilson.
Day after day, I must face a world of strangers where I don't belong, and I'm not that strong. It's nice to know that there's someone I can turn to who will always care, and you're always there when there's no getting over that rainbow, when my smallest of dreams won't come true. when the city seems to be without a friendly face. Ooh, it's a lonely place. But it's nice to know that you'll be there if I need you, and you'll always smile. It's all worthwhile, and there's no getting over that rainbow. When my smallest dreams won't come true, girl, I can take all the madness that this world has to give. But I promises. Now they're not unkind. Oh, they're just hard to find. Oh, but one look at you, and I know that I could learn to live without the rest. Oh, baby, I found the best. When there's no
Al Wilson, ladies and gentlemen, with the song, the medley, I Won't Last a Day Without You, and Let Me Be the One, on the Rocky Roads label. When I hear this song, I can't help but notice the beautiful backup girls that sing in the background. It's just beautiful. Anyway, the next song, this is going to be a real treat. The next song I'm going to propose for you is a song by the Cleanup Woman. Oh, I love the Cleanup Woman. Betty Wright, known as the Cleanup Woman. Oh, I love this lady. Betty Wright, ladies and gentlemen, the Cleanup Woman, coming at you with a song, The Secretary. I'll tell you what, I know you're going to dig this lady. The Cleanup Woman, Betty Wright, a great soul singer, with The Secretary on the Alston label. The Alston label. I'll talk a little bit more about the Cleanup Woman after this song. But this is just great. I love this lady. Betty Wright with The Secretary.
Life.
Oh, you gotta dig the cleanup woman, don't we? The cleanup woman, ladies and gentlemen, Betty Wright, with a song, The Secretary. Now, her nickname, the cleanup woman, came from her million seller from 1971 called Cleanup Woman, the biggest hit the lady ever had. It was a huge million seller, picked way in the top 10. I want to say picked at number 5 or number 6, something like that. The song was called Cleanup Woman from 71. And from then on, she became known as the Cleanup Woman. Now, that's the Cleanup Woman song talks about a woman that still, so to speak, cleans up the man from how should I explain this? When men have arguments with their partners, the cleanup woman is the one that used to take the man and take him away and try to make progress with them. Am I explaining this right, Pam Hill?
Sounds good.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's to clean up the cleanup woman cleans up the man, right? And when the men are having trouble, the cleanup woman comes and takes him for herself. Now I'm starting to explain it right here. Anyway, I digress. That was the cleanup woman. Betty Wright, after that, he became known as the cleanup woman. And the song that I proposed for you today was called The Secretary. And it's kind of like a similar subject, right? It talks about the secretary that takes her boss away from his wife, or something like that. If you check the lyrics, that's what Betty Wright is talking about. Anyway, the next song I'm going to propose for you is a song written and sung by a gentleman named Tim Moore on the Asylum label. It's a song that was also a hit for none other than Art Garfunkel, the guy who sang with Paul Simon for so many years. It was a big hit for him, but Tim Moore is the guy who actually wrote the song, and he had the Bubble Under hit, and the song is called Second Avenue on the Asylum label. Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Moore with Second Avenue.
Since we can no longer make it, girl, I've found a new place to live my life. It's really no place at all, just a hole in the wall, you see. It's cold and dusty, but I let it be. Living here without you on Second Avenue. Since our stars took different paths, I guess I won't be shaving in your looking glass. Guess my old friendly grin must have started to dim somehow, and I certainly don't need it now. Still I keep smiling too on Second Avenue. I can still see you standing there on the third floor landing. The day you visited, we hardly said a word. Outside it was raining. You said you couldn't be staying. You went back to your flowers and your birds. Longer see the light the way we did when we kissed that night. Then all the things that we felt must eventually melt and fade. like the frost on my window pane. Where I wrote, I am you on Second Avenue.
Support for KFAI comes from the Cedar Culture Center, presenting Arkansas and the Chicken Wire Empire Sunday, February 15th. Progressive Newgrass Quartet, Arkansas Channel's Ozark Mountain Melodies, has a tour with their latest release, OK to Wonder. Wisconsin-based Chicken Wire Empire brings their two live songs to their latest release, Growing Pains. More information about Arkansas and Chicken Wire Empire is available at thecedar.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for the Italian twin spin. What is the Italian twin spin? It's a, in most shows, in just about every show, I play two songs that made the Italian hit parade, which is, the Italian hit parade is a survey like the American Top 40 here in the United States. It's called the Italian. It's called the Hit Parade, and it used to rank airplay and sales of records in Italy. So, in every show, I try to play the Italian. I call it twin spin because it's usually two songs, and that's what I'm gonna do today. I'm gonna play two songs that made the Italian Hit Parade. And this song that you are hearing is called the Italian theme song from Cyril Stapleton and his orchestra. It's a song that came out in the 50s, but it's a perfect bumper theme song. It's a perfect theme song from the Italian twin spin section of the show. So, it's as you can see, as you can hear, it's string braced, it's just beautiful. The first song I'm gonna play for you, it's a song called "Nice and Slow." That was a big hit in '76, and I'll talk more about that later. But you're gonna dig that song. It's a slow, kind of a smooth disco song. It was very popular in Italy, but didn't chart in the United States. But it's sung in English, so people are going to be able to understand the lyrics. So here, here we go. It's almost the end of the. Okay, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Jesse Green with the song Nice and Slow. Now, Jesse Green used to sing with a British outfit called 10,000 volt, 5,000 volts, I'm sorry. Check that. 5,000 volts was a British disco group from the mid-70s, and Jesse Green used to be part of that group. They had a big hit that made the top 40 in the United States as well called I'm on Fire. Some people might remember that. I Am on Fire by 5,000 volts. And then Jesse Green apparently went solo and recorded this Nice and Slow song that was a big hit all over Europe, including Italy. And just a tremendous song. Now, I want to remind everybody that all the songs that you hear on this show come from vinyl 45s that are part of my private collection. So every single song you hear on this show comes from vinyl 45s because that's the way I do it. I think that's the way it should be. Vinyl 45s reigns supreme in my view. Much better than this digital stuff these days that, you know, you don't have no... The digital stuff these days don't have no character, right? It don't have no character at all. So we dig the vinyl stuff around here. Last song I'm going to play for you is a album cut by Santana that was also a big hit in Italy called Revelations. Let me remind anybody who's got questions about the show, music45man@hotmail.com. Music45man@hotmail.com. Just any question about the show, we love answering questions for you. Now, and the song I'm going to propose for you is a song called Revelations by Santana. Everybody heard of Santana, right? Of course. And this was not a hit in the United States, but was a hit in Italy. Of course, Santana had a huge hit in the United States, like Black Magic Woman, of course, Evil Ways, Black Magic Woman, and especially in the early 70s. And then they came back in the late 70s too, and the 80s. They had some hits in the 80s too. Not quite as big, but they surely did. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much for listening. We really appreciate you listening to the show. We love you to listen to the show. Music 45 Man, spreading love and joy to everyone in Radio Land. And we'll love to be with you next time. I think I'm coming back for the Pledge Drive show from what I'm hearing. So we'll be with you then. We'll talk to you then. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Santana.
listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, or online at KFAI.